Our Mevo camera is not working, so we have a camera that just records off its own mic. And you see just a picture of me right here, and you're not able to see the cats or anything like that. But let's bring in the guy who's the belle of the ball this morning, and that's Pat Pagano. Pat, it was a crummy day most of the day yesterday. Horrible. Disgusting. Yeah. It was like 45 degrees. The sun would come out, feel okay. It would go in and we would rain. Some places got snow. The middle of New York, 5 inches of snow, Pat. The middle of New York.
Yep. I know it was. I know when I went out to bring the garbage out last evening, which was around 6 o'clock. It was raining lightly. It was 46 degrees here, and the wind was blowing, and it felt like it was the beginning of March.
Horrible! It was
just terrible. Yeah, I agree with you. Well, it'll be greatly improved today. Although we do have a band of clouds over us now, to the west of us, it has cleared nicely. The band of clouds should continue to weaken and move eastward, so it'll turn partly sunny and warmer today. Much warmer. We expect highs to get to at least 75. So your trip into the city should be just fine.
Yay.
Tonight, clear low 50s. That's a nice little change. Tomorrow, sunny and summer-like in the mid-80s. Mid-80s tomorrow. And the same for Thursday, when there could be a shower or thunderstorm. And some sun on Friday, 80 degrees with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm over the weekend. I think we'll wind up with at least partly cloudy skies Saturday and Sunday. And temperatures, for the most part, should be in the lower 70s. So it won't be as warm, but it will still be nice. And that is something to look forward to.
And that's a nice stretch, too.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Again, a lot of severe weather in the middle part of the country today, tomorrow. A lot of that will weaken considerably before it gets here on Friday. So we'll be lucky. I think we'll be very, very lucky, and I'm encouraged by the pattern. I am a big dope. I just want you to tell. I just want to.
And now, are you a dope with a capital D-O-P-E?
You got it. I stayed up until 10 o'clock last night to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, that's why I'm a dope. I should have just, DVR'd it and watched it today. I was curious. It's at the athlete version. There'll be no stars. It's dancing. It should be Dancing with the Athletes. Number one, I think it's a stupid theme. Number two, it's only 4 weeks. They're doing everything in 4 weeks. In fact, they eliminated two of them last night. So it was the first show, they eliminated two of them. You don't even get to know them, and you eliminate them, which I think is totally unfair. Totally, totally unfair to them. But my thinking is the three best are the two ice skaters and the NFL player. And I don't know their last names, but it's Mirai and Adam, the two ice skaters, and they are friends, and Josh is the NFL guy. I think they are the three best dancers. And if I had to pick right now, I'd say one of the two ice skaters will win. I don't know which one, but one of the two ice skaters will win. A lot of our well-known teachers, professional dancers, are not there. They're just not there. So I don't know what happened with Mark and, and we all know that, what's his name? Derek is gone and on another show now. He's probably never coming back. Max was not there. His brother was not there, Val. So there are a lot of changes last night. And I'm a little tired this morning. But from this point on, Marshall, I will DVR Dancing with the Stars for the next 3 weeks and watch it at my convenience.
Well, I can tell you I'm a little tired this morning because I stayed up and watched the Yankee game last night, which they lost 2-1.
And they're
playing, and they're playing in Houston, so the game didn't get over till about 10:30,
which is 11:30 our time.
Yeah, well, no, it was 10:30 our time, 10:30, 11.
But
still,
9:30 that time. Yeah.
So I fell right asleep. I was right in bed, right asleep, even though Mike Kazi harassed me with text because he hates the Yankees. So I had to endure like 20 minutes of texts from Mike. But I fell right asleep, but still getting up at a quarter after three when you get to bed at 11 is, you know, you're 4 hours and 15 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, it's not advisable. Let's put it that way.
And I have a big, big cup of coffee here this morning.
Well, that's going to help. And then you have to leave and go down to the city.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's okay. I enjoy the drive to the city, and it's going to be a nice day. So I can even saunter around a little bit because it's going to be
nice. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So now, do you go by yourself now, Marshall?
No, I go down with Jill.
Okay.
She visits family and stuff like that. And,
right.
But today I wore my short sleeve shirt and everything. Because I figured if I'm going to just, you know, amble around the city, I might as well be comfortable.
Yeah, you should. I mean, now, I'm down the lower Hudson Valley, and as I look out the window right this morning, right now, it is partly cloudy, and the sun is out. So I have 43 degrees here.
We have 40, and, yeah, it's 42 here.
Yeah, and it's looking nice. So as you head south, the weather should get better.
Well, I certainly hope so, and then I hope for the people up here it gets better when I'm gone. Because yesterday was really just a crazy...
Oh, yeah, it will. Every place will turn partly sunny today, so it will be greatly improved, and tomorrow even more so. So that's really something to look forward to, and, you know, I'm kind of glad about that. I didn't see anything too ominous on the weather map. The only thing is that the models are hinting at something in the Caribbean. And I know what you're going to say. It's early for it, but they are hinting at something in the Caribbean, and we'll have to watch it as we go in the next, seven to 10 days, because it's more than one model that's indicating that. Now, hurricane season does not begin until June 1st officially, but that doesn't mean that you can't get a system in May, and there have been many, many times. If there was one to develop, it'll be given the name Alberto.
Alberto,
and I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the M's this year, Marshall, are not Marshall. The M this year will be Michael.
I don't think they've ever had a hurricane named Marshall.
Marshall, they have not. Jill, if she's disappointed, the J this year will be Joyce, and the P this year will be
Pedro.
Patty, P-A-T-T-Y.
Well, that's close.
It's a female. P-A-D-D-Y is a male, because before that is Oscar. So it's Patty. So there you go. No Marshall, no Patty, and no Jill.
We were shut out. We was robbed. We was robbed.
Is there a Rob? No, Raphael.
No.
Raphael. So that's the list. And it just indicates when we read hurricane names, it indicates that at least summer's close.
All right, and the final indignity today is I go to get my digital subscription, so open up the newspaper for the Republican American.
Okay.
And I have to create a new account, and they use PayPal. And you know what I say to that? I hate PayPal. I will never, ever use anything that uses PayPal. Never.
Wow.
I despise PayPal. They make things so much harder.
Right.
And they're more expensive than everybody else. I just don't like PayPal.
So what are you going to do about your account?
I'm going to call them up and get a live person and pay it by my own credit card.
Right.
The hell with PayPal. I'm not going to give them my money. Come on.
I mean, I do. The business does have PayPal here, but I very rarely use it.
Well, you should get Square. I'll tell you more about that.
Oh, I know Square. Yeah, yeah.
Much better than PayPal. Much better.
Yeah.
But anyways, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. You too. Marshall, have a good trip.
You too. Bye-bye, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Our Pat began this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. Well, so that concludes a morning where I couldn't get the Republican American, where I couldn't get Mevo going. Who knows what's going to happen next to all our people watching on Facebook Live. Sorry for the audio way it is this morning. And good morning to everybody. We'll hopefully have Mevo back to normal by tomorrow, hopefully. So, all right, I guess that's where we stand. Doesn't get any better than that. All right. Well, have a good day if you're leaving us on Facebook, but you can join us on RobinHoodRadio.com, streaming live or on TuneIn. Or, hey, how about listening to the radio? WHDD, AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM Annandale on Hudson.